You're listening to CJLO News. Montreal's municipal election is coming up on November 2nd, and cycling and bike path infrastructure have become key issues during this campaigning period. Cycling infrastructure has increased significantly since Projet Montréal's victory in the 2017 election. Under Mayor Valérie Plante, bike paths have increased by 35%, adding 280 kilometers to city streets. Montreal currently has over 1,000 kilometers of bike path. This accounts for just over 2% of all road space. Despite these changes, a recent study from McGill indicates that cycling infrastructure still does not meet demand in the city based on the amount of trips taken by cyclists. However, not everyone is happy with bike path development. Many Montrealers have expressed concerns over parking space. Here in MDG, controversy over the Terrebonne bike path has led to letters and public statements from businesses and parents' associations. Similar controversies continue in Park X as well. Each of Montreal's parties, vying for positions in borough councils and city council as well as mayor, have different approaches to cycling infrastructure. Projet Montréal, headed by Luc Rabouin, wants to see the trend of adding bike paths continue and increase. Rabouin says if elected, he would also increase access to Montreal's bike-sharing services, so that Montrealers would all live within 15 minutes on foot from any Bixi station. That would entail adding 1,000 Bixi stations over the next 4 years, according to the party. Transition Montreal's Craig Sauvay has a similar position. He also wants to introduce baby seats for Bixi bikes and make more electric assist bikes available to improve the cycling network. Ensemble Montréal's leader Soraya Martinez-Ferrada wants to temporarily halt bike path construction and audit all existing bike paths and bike path projects, considering permanently halting projects or even removing paths. Future Montreal's Jean-François Cacou wants bike path construction frozen and bike paths limited to residential streets and green corridors. Action Montreal's Gilbert Thibodeau is more explicitly anti-bike path, wanting to see many paths removed in priority of parking. CJLO spoke with Magali Brabant, the program director for Vélo Québec, a cyclist advocacy and consulting group, about her reaction to the various party platforms.
We were hoping that the municipal campaign would be about raising the stakes and competing for the best projects and having more ambition to keep going in that direction, because the progress has been fast, but the demands are even higher, and actually the network is not keeping up with the rise in demand.
Vélo Québec says from a cyclist perspective, there are many priorities being ignored by all the parties, but overall, they would like to see an emphasis put on decongesting traffic by encouraging more cycling.
We have seen the modal share of cycling double within 5 years between the two last enquêtes, Origine Destination, that we've seen. So that goes to show that when you provide safe infrastructure for cyclists, they will use it. And that's how you create new cyclists. And that is how you relieve congestion.
For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.